Okay, Rabotai, Tzahoraim Tovim. So today is a very, very, very significant day. Today is Yud Alef Ba'adar, Yom Ptirato Shel Gaon Uzenu, Maran Achida. Today is the Yartzer of Maran Achida, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. He was not only a phenomenal Gaon Lehafli, he was also a Shaliach and Eved Ne'eman LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for Am Yisrael. He went on many, many, many journeys and galuyot and all sorts of things to help the Keilan Eretz Yisrael and other places, and all of these things are recorded. Halohim maketuvim al sefer divrei hayamim lemaran achida. You look in sefer Ma'agal Tov and all of these things. So tenishmatot tzorav tzorachim. We will say a vort leilu nishmatot that he actually writes in Birkei Yosef Siman Tafresh Tzadihe. There's a discussion in Siman Tafresh Tzadihe about Seudat Purim, whether or not, now, we know that Seudat Purim has to be mekuyam bebasar vayayin because that is the ikara simcha. Whether or not, what about lechem, what about pat? So Maran Chida brings down a machloket, aval lehalacha nakat, kedat, Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, migdole poskei Yerushalayim, Maran Chida paskins that meikaradin, pat is not me'akev leseudat Purim. Yeah, a person is yotze Seudat Purim without it. So that's with regards to that.
Basar v'yayin is li'ikuva.
Yeah. Again, li'ikuva for those who can handle it. Meaning, li'ikuva meaning prevents the mitzvah. You're not yotzei without it.
You're not yotzei mitzvah. The suda's perm, you're not yotzei. Yeah.
So again,
any people that want to have like breakfast this year.
You're not yotzei with chalavi. You're not yotzei. You have to.
Basar v'yayin.
Just like on Yom Tov, that's ikara simcha. So again, there are exceptions for Misha Basar Maziklo, Misha Yain Maziklo, you know, things like that. If a person, let's say, can't find Basar Chalak, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu discusses it in Chazon Ovadia. If a person can't find Basar Chalak, Yochal Basar Of, or Basar Keves, or whatever. Basar Keves is actual Basar. But let's say he can't find either, says, eat chicken, eat something like that, Yain. You know, people, they can't handle Yain. So you don't.
Isn't it just a means to...
So I'm saying,
if someone doesn't enjoy it, why would that be the equivalent of the mitzvah?
So that's what I'm saying. Those are exceptions. It's a chetimtza. For most people, basar v'yayin is a chetimtza for the mitzvah of simcha.
No, dafka one.
It's not like kiddush and arba kosot, that grape juice is just, it's a din and simcha. And shichrut is part of the mitzvah. Now again, yes, I know, the different shitot of shichrut and...
Like Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Yeah, nachon. And, So, Rabbeinu Ephraim, interesting thing, he says... In just a side point, and I just mentioned that there's many different perushim in the Gemara, Daf Zayin Amud Bet, about Kam Rabba Shachtel Rabbi Zera, and he says an interesting vart. He says the Gemara says meforash that they didn't have the seuda together again the next year. Why?
Because the miracles don't happen every year.
We seem don't happen every time. So he wants to be mdayek. If be'emet shichrut, that level of shichrut was not a chova, why didn't they just have the suda again and just not drink this year? He says, apparently, that is le'ikuva for the mitzvah, and that's why they mamash made sure never to eat together again, because that level of shichrut is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Katav Rabbeinu Ephraim. Anyway, that's so gishmak.
Like,
huh? That's brutal, yeah. Anyway,
if you just
I can't eat with you. I might kill you. Yeah.
If we just basar v'yayin, is that like the same level of like mahadrin seuda, or like bread is like bread?
There's a machloket. There is a machloket about bread. Definitely, in order to be yotze kol hashitot, it's better to have bread. But again, halacha da'at maran achida v'chin naktu kama achronim is that it's not me'akev.
Does Shulchan Aruch mention anything about bread?
Nope. That's why achronim talk about it. That's why it's brought up. No, anyway. Okay. So now this year we have an interesting phenomenon with regards to Seudat Purim and the clash with Erev Shabbat. Now, I'll get to it. Well, actually, let me get to it first, because this is this is the famous Mishnah in Arve Pesachim with the Gemara, Halacha Rabbi Yosei, Maran in Siman Shemem Teit. In Hilchot Shabbat, he speaks about the halachot of Seuda on Erev Shabbat. So just quickly to recap, what he says over here, this is safe bit, and by the way, it's a tremendous, when it's asur, any kind of seuda that it's asur to have on Erev Shabbat, it's a tremendous isur to do that. The Gemara says, Masechet Bittin, and other places, that היו שלוש משפחות בירושלים that used to be קובע סעודתם, they used to have a major סעודה on ערב שבת, ונעקרו. They got destroyed. The whole family got wiped out as a result of this avon because of the, it's a zilzul בכבוד שבת. So, first of all, as follows. There's two kinds of סעודות that the Gemara and the Poskim talk about. There's סעודה שרגיל לאכול בכל יום, and there's סעודה שאינו רגיל לאכול בכל יום. So let's start. A סעודה that you're not, you know, you're not ragil to eat every day. Ma ata mitkashir. Now, it says, a seuda that you don't usually have every day, the halacha is that you're not allowed to have it any time, kach pasak Maran and Rama, any time on Erev Shabbat, beginning from Alot HaShachar. Already from Alot HaShachar, you're not allowed to, whether it's breakfast, a lunch, a brunch, whatever it is, if it's a bigger seuda, then you're used to having any time during the week, it's asur to have it, because that kind of seudah, the Chachamim said, can impinge on your te'avon of seudat len Shabbat. Therefore, I used to, I give this always as an example, I don't know if it still exists, but in Cafe Rimon in Mamilla, they have every Friday, that's the dairy one. So the dairy one in Mamilla, they have every Friday morning, they have an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. Okay, it's for 50 shekel. That's what it was when I was there, and it was whatever. That's a big thing, and therefore, if a person's not ragil to have that kind of breakfast during the week, it's asur. Isur hamur, psak maran.
If you're like a lion, let's say like someone has.
Meaning, if you're pounding, you can go and buy the all you can eat buffet and have a regular, you know, take one portion and have a regular breakfast. That's fine. But overloading, that would be asur.
Let's say like a person normally has a bagel and tuna for lunch.
Yeah.
On a Friday lunch, they want to also have a fruit afterwards.
That's fine. That's not fruit is. Like, it has to do with the godel asuda. Asuda is more of a fruit is more of a dessert.
It's like when it's a much more of a bigger deal.
Yes.
Than a regular.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is in terms of quantity, like throughout the entire day. For example, I don't eat full on meals. I don't have breakfast.
Oh, I was gonna say ever, but okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I have snacks throughout the day, and if I want to like combine that to have a meal,
I'll take this off. It's very hot.
Okay.
No. Bikitsur. So yeah, it does have to do quantitative. Okay. Anyway. So. Okay. The only difference is my own listens. Now. Anyway. I know. Now. Bikitsur. So yes, it does have to do with quantity. Now, if you have. There are seudot that a person is ragil le'echol, a regular breakfast, a regular lunch. What's the halacha with that? Now, there are those who have a hanhaga not to eat bread after chatzot, okay, on Erev Shabbat. That's a hanhaga that's not brought in shas. Some poskim bring it down, that it's better not to, but that's not the din. The din ha-mishnah and gemara is that meikar ha-din, if it's a regular seudah, a regular lunch that you would have, you're allowed to have it anytime on Erev Shabbat, even right before Shabbat. It's mutar. But what? It's a mitzvah to abstain from such a seudah. From when? Sof Teisha, which is Sha'a Sirit. Right? Teisha Sha'ot from Sha'a Sirit, which is approximately 3 hours before either Shki'ah or Tzedek Kohavim, depending on you calculate. Let's say from Shki'ah. Nowadays it's about 4 o'clock. Nagid Pachot Yoter. So there's a mitzvah to abstain from that, but not a chiyuv. Now, that's with regards to that. There's only one exception to this rule of the Isur and the mitzvah, which is seudat mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Shemem Tet, as do all the poskim, that if it's a seudat mitzvah, even if it's a seuda gdola yoter, because in general, by definition, seudat mitzvah is a bigger seuda, then a person would be ragil ba bimotachol, and therefore lalacha, you're allowed to have those. Seudat milah, seudat pidyon. The Mishnah Berurah brings down seudat erusin for kiddushin of doing it on Erev Shabbat. As opposed to, by the way, just an engagement, just like a vart or something, which is not considered a seudat mitzvah, a seudat shiduchin, to be able to have that on Erev Shabbat. These are, you know, bar mitzvah biyomo, milah, pidyon, siyum masechet, whatever it is, those are considered seudot mitzvah that you're allowed to partake of on Erev Shabbat. But even so, the Mishnah Berurah says, mitzvah min hamuvchar is to hold those seudot as early as possible in the day so it doesn't impinge. Yeah, go ahead. It's true, but let's say the guy just finished the masechet today. He finishes Masechet and he wants to celebrate. It is a legitimate Seudat Mitzvah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Bat Mitzvah. Would that be Machlok Bedin Ramoshe and if you could have that Seudah on Erev Shabbat?
L'chayra. Yeah, Rav Moshe considers Seudat Bat Mitzvah not a Seudat Mitzvah. I would say even according to Maran Zichron Berachah, that's only when her actual 12th birthday is on Erev Shabbat and she's, you know, whatever. So, okay, we'll consider that a Seudat Mitzvah. That's an interesting thing. Now,
I said Bishdavur is saying ideally those Seudat Mitzvah should be before
Chatzos.
Not before Teshuvah. Before Chatzos.
Yeah, preferably. He says, Lasot Oto Baboker. Now, if you fast forward to the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tafresh Tadieh, Saif Katan, Yod. So the Rama actually says over here, let me read to you the language of the Rama. He says, Ukshechal Purim Biyom Shishi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, he says like this. Hainu, what does Shacharit mean? He brings from he refers back, he cross-references what he already said in Siman HaShemetet. Hainu kodem chatzot hayom lechatchila. Yeah, you see Shmo? When he says, Biyom Shishi, Seudah B'Shacharit, says, what does it mean, Seudah B'Shacharit? Just like I already spoke to you, just like I already told you about other Seudot Mitzvah Biyom Shishi, that the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar is to have it
before
Chatzot on Yom Shishi. The same applies to Seudat Purim.
And when they say that here, it means to finish, to start.
Oh, V'ayin B'yad Ephraim, Mashkata Ma'ariv. Yafeh. So the Yalkut Yosef in Hilchot Purim actually breaks it down. He says, he quotes this Mishnah Berurah, and he says, when they say this thing before, they mean Be'emet to finish before Chatzot. That's the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Now, inevitably, especially this year, Chatzot is not so early. It's about 104 or whatever it is, but you know, people are busy with mitzvot hayom, they're running around, whatever. Many people will not be able to finish Seudat Purim by Chatzot, which is the optimal thing. Next best thing, the Yalkut Yosef brings down from several poskim, is at least to start the Seudah Kodem Chatzot. And since you started before Chatzot, you already, that's, again, there's no, we're not talking about Asur, but it's Mutal. The only thing is, you get this Ma'alav Kodem Chatzot, even for starting, even though you didn't finish the Seudah before, yeah.
Why? Why do you need
so you can work up an appetite again.
So why can't we say that like on a regular year you could carry into like the next night and bench already with the whole
You can.
No, but I'm saying,
oh, because on any other night there's no Seudat Len, on every any other year of Purim there's no Seudat Len Shabbat that you have to think about Seudat Len Shabbat. You can't enter Shabbat, oh, I'm not eating. Whoa. What is that? Seudat Shabbat. Yeah? Now, if you didn't hit Chatzot, yeah, this Halacha Berurah brings down in Siman Shemem Tet, he says that since at the end of the day, it is a Seudat Mitzvah. Seudat Purim is Seudat Mitzvah. You have to, it's Chovah. So therefore, even if you didn't hit Chatzot, La Halacha on Ma'aseh, you would still even eat it later in the afternoon, but there's still an order of priority. What? If you can hit before Teisha Shaot, meaning Sof Teisha, before Sha'a Asirit, that's better, okay? Because that's the best thing, as long as you're able to work up an appetite again. Now, bottom of the barrel is what? Is if you didn't start before Teisha Shaot, you started after that, which means it's very close to Shabbat. What's the halacha over there? Hold the Seudah or not? Machlok et ha-poskim. La halacha, both the Yalkut Yosef and the halacha Berurah Machria, since it's a Seudat Mitzvah / Chovah, person must have that Seudah even after Zman Mincha Ktana, even after Sha'a Asirit, and therefore La halacha, you would have it. Now,
how can anyone say not?
The question is if it's considered a Seudah B'Yisur.
We said it's not a Seudah. Said Al Pidin, you're allowed to have it.
That's a regular Seudah. This is a Seudah Gdola. If the Seudah but it's a Seudah Gdola. So you get into possible Isur. So we don't paskin like that, but there are Acharonim that do say that. We don't hold like that, we hold eat. Now, there is this thing that people do, they think it's super gishmak to start the meal late and then be pores mapam kadesh, which is what the Gemara says. Now he says, there's this, the Gemara says that if a person started eating, nothing to do with Purim, Pores Mapam Kadesh is something that a person can do any Erev Shabbat, as long as he started the Seudah Beheter, he can continue it into Shabbat as long as he covers the bread on the table, makes Kiddush, and then continues.
Only the bread on the table?
Huh?
Only the bread.
Only the bread.
Nothing else has to be covered.
No, it's because of the
right?
So over there, it's only because of the yain, no? Now he says bekitzer. Anyway, so over the
safe olive.
No. No, it's later, yeah. It's you better give me. Anyway, mikol makom, that is not the most gishmak thing, because if you're being puris mapam kadesh, you definitely didn't finish the suda b'chatzot, and most times you're also starting too close, which, according to many poskim, definitely it's b'di'avad, and according to some, you shouldn't even be able to do that. Now, some people, I want to take this opportunity. This is somebody sent me a status from Rabbi Leibowitz the other day. You know, people say on Purim, no, 11 o'clock in the morning, it's too early. You know, it's too early to eat such heavy meat and drink alcohol. Says the guy who's pounding at Kiddush and whatever, every Shabbos, whatever. I want to say even further. Says the guy who's pounding meat and whiskey and whatever 5 minutes before Shabbat at Tu'amel like a Rasha. Anyway, Bekitzer, but Zasur. I've seen these things. I don't know where it came from. Baruch Hashem, by Sfaradim, it doesn't exist. I don't know why, but it doesn't. The Tu'amea thing doesn't really exist by Sfaradim. We don't believe in it. Let me explain. Tu'amea, milashon, exactly. Kishmokenu lit'om k'tzat v'zeh. That's okay. But what I see sometimes, I've seen it a lot, unfortunately, especially by...
In the summer, they do it all the time.
Upstate. In the summer, upstate, I've seen it. I've seen it also by gatherings. You know, when you have programs, Shabbaton, stuff like that, they have this massive, like, half an hour before Shabbat, cholent, kugel, you know, franks and blanks and alcohol, and people are pounding. What in the world are you doing? That is isuri mamash. That's asur. Atanasha. Yeah, what do you?
Does that fall into the category of not a suuda?
Even though, but stop and think for a second. Even though it's not a suuda, the poskim bring down. If it's going to, let's say it's not bread and whatever, this is something that you're not ragil b'me'achol. And even if it was ragil and you're doing it so close to Shabbat that you know that as a result, it's going to impinge your te'avon for suudat Shabbat, kule alma modu, that it's going to be asur. אז מה אתה עושה? שמעון, תגיד להם. זה אסור לעשות את זה.
זה הלכה כדעת מרן.
No, this is not... It's פשוט. No, I'm telling you, you have to be like a very, very like sophisticated level of רשע to do something like that. You have what I'm saying? לא ממש, you're מזלזל בכבוד השבת. What are you doing? You're hungry, so you take a little fruit. Bseder, that I get. That even until Shkia, that's okay, that's fine. But to sit there and pound, chomant and kugel and what do you think? Huh? What? Yeah, the mishpachot b'Yerushalayim, yeah. It's, and gittin. Yeah, go ahead. No, so you have to, yeah, bevadai, you go daven arvit later. Yeah, you can. You don't even have to stop the Suda because you started Beheter. You don't have to stop for Kriyat Shema because you started Beheter. So a lot of people I know in Chafetz Chaim, they're having a 10 p.m. Ma'ariv Minyan on Shabbat. On Lil Shabbat.
This week?
Yeah, this week. Yeah.
Why 10 p.m.?
Anyway, the Amafer, you know.
How does it practically work with the...
And you also have to be very, very careful. Very careful. Not to, a person's not allowed to daven when he's shatu yayin. He's not... There's lechatchila, there's b'di'ava, there's tefilatotu aiva. You know, these are all things that you have to... Ra'ui la'amod lifnei ha'melech. You have to be very careful to sober up. No, Birkat HaMazon is different, but you have to know if you're going to be mezalzel b'Birkat HaMazon. It's different.
Is that del right now?
What?
Birkat HaMazon is del
right? Yeah.
Meaning you can still do that. Meaning if you know that you can enunciate and be proper and do it, you're allowed to do that even if you're...
Correct. Even if you're shatun.
What's the difference?
But tefillah,
why not tefillah, no.
Why that work?
There's no din. It is a deoraita, but there's no din of ra'ui la'amod lifnei ha'melech by birkat ha'mazon.
Only two.
Yes.
There's no din to what?
Of to be ra'ui la'amod lifnei ha'melech.
By birkat ha'mazon?
Yeah.
Even if it's deoraita?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah. I think I remember the Ramah saying in the scenario where it was not ragil that happened, that he brings that
I got you. I was talking about Tu'amea. You know, Tu'amea Chaim Zahu. לטעום, that's one thing. לאכול כמו אכילה גסה, מה אתה זה? זה לא חיים זכו. יא גאל.
Do you know what any of the Ashkenazi folks can say about if a person did not yet start the Suda before Tesha Shabbos, if they can have their Suda sperm?
Yeah, בוודאי. Yeah, they should bring, you do it.
You do, that's right. בוודאי. Why are we saying some say no?
Yeah. Halacha Brura brings down such a tzad among Achronim, אבל לא נפסק ככה להלכה. Yeah. So you got to sober up. Either drink less or put your head down or take a cold shower, drink a cold, you know, whatever you need to do to, you know what I'm saying? Give yourself that time. That's what I do. We start early enough, you know, and then I, after the Suda, I go home, put my head down for a little bit, you wake up, and then you get ready for Shabbat, and then you go to shul. Is that כמו, כמו בן אדם? Or catch 10 o'clock מהר. You know what I'm saying? That's, yeah. It's such a great, I love it. Anyway, go ahead.
How does it practically work with, to take away the
steel,
the
Kodesh
Mapam Kaddish. How does that work, like davening and whatever?
Yes, they'll do kiddush, they'll be pores the mapa, cover the bread, make kiddush, continue eating, and daven later.
You do that
with daven mincha before.
Yeah,
you have to daven mincha before, yeah. Kabbalat Shabbat, no matter. Not that I, you know, Kabbalat Shabbat, you know, you say it yourself, you know, that's the most gishmak Kabbalat Shabbat of the year.
Mm-hmm. Because you can say it actually is already here.
Huh? I come to the last 8 minutes?
Yeah.
You only say Kabbalat Shabbat like a minyan?
No, you don't need a minyan, and you can also be drunk for Kabbalat Shabbat, Zakol Beseder. Only for tefillah, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
For Ashkenazim too?
Vadai.
Yes.
Mitzvah.
Rabbi, I'm doing Kabbalat Shabbat.
Over here?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I hope so, I want
it. It should be Gishma.
You have another beer if you're drunk.
Hopefully I'll sober up by then. I'll drink water in between, like,